Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by DataPipe Managed IT Services, delivering a comprehensive suite of managed services, including implementing, securing, and scaling applications designed for mid-market and Fortune 1000 enterprises. DataPipe.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We begin today with some international news. U2 frontman Bono and his merry band of famous friends are gathering today in Davos, Switzerland, for the annual convention of global power brokers known as the World Economic Forum. And just around the other side of the world, the World Social Forum, the anti-capitalist alternative to the Davos event, gets underway in Nairobi, Kenya. Here in our studio in New York, we have Siddhartha Mitter joining us. He's WNYC's culture reporter, and he's looking into how the world of music factors into the world of global change. And Siddhartha, welcome.
Thank you, John.
We've got two very different events, Davos, Switzerland, and Nairobi, Kenya. Is music playing a different role? Are the musicians there for different reasons in each of these events?
Well, you could say that they are. At Davos, the World Economic Forum, I guess we should say, first of all, these are sort of the dueling, battle of the bands. It's sort of the dueling events where the great and the good of the world get together and talk about sort of lofty themes about how there's going to be change in the world and how we
globalization and world economic policies and things
exactly.
like that.
But at Davos, it's a very elite gathering. It's the policy elites and the business elites and so forth talking about how they're going to bring about change, I guess, sort of top down in the world. And the World Social Forum, which is sort of created in opposition to Davos, is really about bottom-up change, and it's associated with what's called the anti-globalization movement, which I don't think is a very useful term.
They're terming it now the alternative globalization forum.
Exactly, which is a sort of a clunkier phrasing, it better, I think, translates what they're trying to get
at. But there are musicians at both places. You know, Bono and company in Davos, people like Manu Chao and other world music types in Nairobi.
Exactly.
What are they doing there?
And I think that the way you presented it indicates that, you know, Bono is kind of a household name. Sir Bono, I guess we're supposed to call him now.
Can't call him sir. He's Irish.
Oh, good point. Right. Honorary.
Yeah.
Bono's a household name, and he's a global celebrity. And the kinds of celebrities and musicians and artists who turn up at Davos are those kinds of people. Bono's there. Peter Gabriel is there. In the past, people like Angelina Jolie and so on have been there. And what they're there for is they're there to represent the kind of causes that they have become the champions of. Whereas at Nairobi, which is where the World Social Forum is being held this year, first of all, the musicians you're going to get there are not really household names. Manu Chao is not really a household name. He's a French-Spanish kind of rebel rocker.
Right. Who's producer and instrumentalist. Well, let's get to the Nairobi stuff in a little bit. Let's focus first on Davos in Switzerland, where, as you mentioned, Siddhartha, we have Bono and Peter Gabriel. Bono, almost as familiar on the social stage these days as the musical one. Peter Gabriel, although not nearly as visible these days, has been very active with social causes for many, many years.
He has been, and we should mention he's the founder of the Real World label, which was one of the very, very first labels back in the 80s, I think, to pull together what we now think of as world music and bring sounds from around the world into the Western mainstream. Peter Gabriel has been involved for a number of years now with human rights causes. And he's the co-founder of this extremely interesting organization called Witness, which is sort of, I guess it's like Human Rights Watch or Amnesty International for the globalization era. They are interested in exposing human rights abuses, torture, and detention, and so forth through the means of video.
Equipping people with video cameras around the world.
And it's quite fascinating. It's a really quite a wonderful way to do it.
All right, so he's there at Davos, Switzerland, along with Bono and people like Bill Gates and various ministers of trade from various European Union countries or companies, as the case may be.
As the case may be.
Those distinctions blurring sometimes. Here is a little bit of music from Peter Gabriel and the kind of social activism evident even in this song from the 1970s. Gabriel wrote that song as a protest after the death in police custody of the South African activist Stephen Biko back in the 1970s. And, of course, there were no witnesses, or at least there was no video evidence of Biko's death. And Peter Gabriel, as Siddhartha Mitter was telling us, the co-founder of Witness, a program that does distribute video cameras around the world, in hopes of documenting and perhaps even preventing abuses, torture, and things like that. So he is in Davos, Switzerland, along with Bono and various trade ministers and other corporate leaders for the World Economic Summit. And Siddhartha, there are also 250, quote-unquote, young global leaders there. Who are they, and why are they there?
This is sort of quite classic of the way that events like Davos operate. They kind of bring together the people in the world that they say are the influential people, and thereby they make those people influential because it creates a network of powerful and figures from culture and business and from international politics who do things that people do at conferences. They network and they find ways to move money to each other's causes and that kind of thing. So these 250 young global leaders, it's something called the Forum of Young Leaders. It's associated with the Davos organization, and it describes itself in gibberish, basically. It's a multi-stakeholder community of the world's most extraordinary leaders who are 40 years old or younger and who are ready to dedicate a part of their time and energy to jointly work towards a better future, which says pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that if you look at this, it's mainly business and policy types. If you look at who the musicians are who are on it, it's really kind of a conservative list. It's a small number of classical musicians primarily.
Joshua Bell, the violinist, Cecilia Bartoli,
the opera singer.
The opera singer, Lara Auerbach, New York-based, very gifted pianist and composer. The Lithuanian violinist Julian Rackland. I mean, a couple of Bollywood people. So Bombay is well represented.
And Bollywood. And I think that's really interesting, that kind of the one big global pop movement that looks like it's going to have some prominence at Davos this year is Bollywood. And I think that's kind of in keeping with the rise of Bollywood into kind of established culture that's happened in the past few years.
And apparently there's even going to be a Bollywood music remix party one night.
That's right.
During this World Economic Summit there in Davos, Switzerland.
Not just Bollywood, but Bollywood remix, so you know they're going to be getting down.
That is actually a very famous bit of music, Piatose, from the Bollywood film industry, this version by the Anglo-Indian singer named Najma. So Bollywood, Peter Gabriel, Joshua Bell, all these folks are in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. We're speaking here in our New York studio with WNYC culture reporter Siddhartha Mitter. Let's switch gears a little bit, Siddhartha, and travel just a few thousand miles to the south and the east to Nairobi and the World Social Forum. Now, as we mentioned before, this is the alt-globalization summit. Who's there?
Well, it's a completely different way of holding a global gathering. You know, while Davos is sort of very curated and by invitation only and up in the Swiss Alps, the World Social Forum seems to be, you know, you kind of show up. And it is activists and it is, you know, representatives from left-leaning governments, left-leaning politicians and leaders from around the world, academics, a lot of people from the nonprofit world. And it's more, I guess, it's more of a party, I think, than a conference in the sense that it's hard to organize a group of people like that as well as you would.
And yet these are the people who actually organized enough to actually put out a CD called Another World is Possible, which is kind of the unofficial slogan of this movement. So as opposed to Davos, where the musicians show up to talk or to see and be seen, to network, musicians in Nairobi are there to play music?
I think you see two really kind of different ways of using music for consciousness raising. I think that at Nairobi, at the World Social Forum, the musicians consider themselves to be activists. And so they are raising consciousness by playing music and by being part of kind of a global cultural network. Whereas at a place like Davos, the musicians are there as showbiz celebrities who kind of leverage that celebrity in order to raise consciousness about very specific themes that they have become ambassadors of.
Right. Now, that's easy for someone like Bono to do with his visibility. You mentioned Manu Chao before, who does not have nearly the visibility
not
of
at all.
Bono, but he's in Nairobi. He's played at one of these before with the Brazilian musician and minister, Gilberto Gil, but now performing, I guess, there as Manu Chao, not as a sideman.
And he's involved with, he's not that well known, I guess, in the American market, but he's been involved in a lot of projects, for instance, with Amadou and Mariam, for instance, working with Gilberto Gil, for instance, working with all kinds of sort of like-minded, I guess, fellow travelers would be the term, from around the world who are bound together by these political sympathies.
Well, here is the West African duo Amadou and Mariam with Manu Chao and a piece called Senegal Fast Food. Senegal Fast Food from Amadou and Mariam with Manu Chao, who is expected at the World Social Forum in Nairobi, Kenya, one of a number of musicians expected to show up at the alternative conference to the big World Economic Summit in Davos, Switzerland. We're speaking with Siddhartha Mitter, our WNYC culture reporter. Do they tend to be bands with political agendas that, I mean, I guess they must be, to travel to Nairobi for a forum like this?
In a way, turning up at the World Social Forum demonstrates a political agenda, and then I think some of them are all the more so in their songs. I mean, I think a lot of these bands are, you could call them the inheritors of The Clash, for example.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are influenced by bands like that who they don't necessarily wear their politics on their sleeves. Some do and some don't, but they feel that being there is important for showing a certain conception of the world and of how the world could be.
And in fact, there will be a launch party for the new CD by the Kenyan artist and graduate of the Berklee School of Music named Eric Wainaina. So, you know, for him, obviously, it's musically important as well as socially relevant.
And it's also an interesting example of how globalization, you know, works in both of these spheres. You know, he's a Kenyan musician who came up as a kid in Kenya, was part of a band there, a gospel band, went to Berklee, came back and became, he's sort of the number one pop star in Kenya right now. And just like Manu Chao talks about Senegal fast food, you know, globalization is implicit in that title.
Yep.
His experience is globalization in action as well.
All right, Eric Wainaina is the artist. We'll hear a little bit of his song, Twende Twende. Siddhartha Mitter is WNYC's culture reporter and giving us a look at the two competing summits this week. Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum. Nairobi, Kenya, the World Social Forum. Lots of musicians in both places. Siddhartha, thanks for bringing us up to speed.
Always a pleasure, John.
Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.